This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great, as always, to be joined by one of Ireland's finest homegrown talents. You're a lady who knows her fashion, you're a lady who knows your music, and you're absolutely smashing it. Lyra, it's so great to invite you back onto the Hub on iRadio. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I am really, really doing well. I'm such a happy girl at the moment.
Amazing. I know you've done so many fantastic things, singing at prestigious matches and playing all over the world and the whole lot. Have you had a chance to even like sit down and take it all in?
Not yet, but I will at some point, I'm sure. I'm like, I actually can't believe I've done that. Or like, I wish I could go back and redo that or something like that. So I do try and like have those little moments where I do kind of like try and reflect so that things just aren't passed by. But you never know, I might get a little holiday and have an old pina colada and pat myself on the back someday.
Definitely. Well, I hope it's coming soon. Of course, you have just launched your latest single, Weird Club. It's definitely a really catchy one. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
So this song, actually, I feel like she was like in my waters for years without me. Because when I started touring, I just always say when I get up on stage, like, I'm Lyra, I can't dance to save my life, I speak like this and I sing like that, and this is a very safe environment, so if you feel a bit weird like I do, just go for it kind of thing. Yeah. So I used to always say, welcome to the Weird Club, and that was just a thing, and I never really thought about it. And then in January I was like, I actually don't have a song for my Weird Club members. I mean, I know most of them are forced to be in the Weird Club, but like, I don't have one. It was time to write it. So I wrote this song and I wanted it to kind of be like a self-love kind of like anthem of everyone being accepted for, you know, however they want to identify, whoever they want to love, whatever they want to be. This is the club for you. And I just wanted to share a bit of positive love, to be quite honest with you.
I love that, because I think we live in a world that's so, you know, like manicured, like social media wise and all of that kind of stuff. And it's nice just to kind of show the other side that like not everything is, you know, all tied up in a bow and perfect. So it's nice to kind of, you know, have the Weird Club and, you know, whatever day you're having or whatever way you want to style your clothes or be who you want to be. So I love that.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you got that from it, because that's exactly what I wanted it to share with my audience. So I hope they feel a bit more seen, fingers crossed.
Definitely. Some of your listeners might have seen you on RTE as well. I know you're with Uncharted with Ray Goggins. How did you get like, how, like, I have no words. Like, you were amazing.
Why did I do it to myself? I do have to say though, I loved it. Like, going in, I was kind of like, what in the name of God am I going to be doing? Like, I was very nervous about like meeting Leo when they told me that he was going to be my partner in crime. I was like, well, what am I going to talk to him about? Like, I don't know anything about politics. Like, I don't really know what to do. Like, does he like tie-high boots? But it's so figures. We both love Chapel Road and we both love Taylor Swift. So we had common. He had been at my show before we went away, and I spotted him in the audience and I gave him a massive hug. So that was kind of like great that we kind of had that encounter before we tackled the mountains and the cliffs. But after coming back, I'm so happy I done it. I feel like I'm definitely a bit different. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's a life-changing experience. I genuinely did feel like it was. Like, not to the extent where I'm giving up music and I'm taking on hiking. But, you know, I definitely embrace the smaller things in life a bit more. And I'm definitely taking more time to, like, step back and go into the wild. Like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I actually managed to have, like, 2 days where I was free. And my mind was a bit full. So I was like, I need to take some time off. And normally I'd be like, last minute city break to Paris or something like bougie like that, where I actually wild. I went into a cabin, no electricity, like cold water. You'd heat up your hot water by lighting a fire underneath it. And I loved it. And like, are you actually all right, hon? And I'm like, I'm actually loving it. I really, really enjoyed that show. I really did. And the lads are amazing and the crew were next level.
That's amazing, because it's such a, I mean, you're already a household name, but I think when you put yourself out there into those different types of shows and, you know, having the former Taoiseach as your partner, you know, and being able to just kind of, show people how raw of a person that you can be in a completely different environment. Because, like, I think when you do what you do every day 24/7, and then you have to step outside your comfort zone, and especially in front of an Irish audience, showcasing yourself in a different way, it has to be nerve-wracking. But, like, fair play to you. I thought you were excellent and such a great role model as well for people who were watching who maybe wouldn't have known anything about, trekking or getting into the wilderness or that type of thing. So I think you did an amazing job.
So much. I do have to say, I was nervous. Like, people see me on stage and I'm always like bait into my outfit and there's glitz everywhere, gloves and there's tie-high boots. And I love that side of myself. So, like, stripping it all back and going into like leggings and hiking boots. And like, I packed so bad. Like, I packed like hot pink two pieces with like sports bras. And then they got a random torrential rain and I had to borrow those off people. And I was a bit like, oh my God, what are people going to say about my appearance? And what are people going to say when they see me with no makeup on? Because it was very raw and like you're not sleeping and you
Yeah.
don't look the best. And I was scared about that because social media does put like pressure on us to look this certain way. And I'm delighted I even done it for that to be like, actually, guys, this is me at my rawest form. And I'm not as scared of her anymore. I'm not as scared as I once was. And how I was accepted and the praise and just the positive comments made me feel like, what in the name of God was I doing all my life trying to hide this true form of myself? I don't know why I was doing it. So I really have to thank the Irish public for being so kind because, they could have went the other way.
Yeah.
We could have had bullying, we could have had bullying, but we really didn't. And I'm so grateful that that was the outcome.
Yeah, I love it. And it's nice when people are kind because I think there needs to be more of it. Of course, like since you've done all of those amazing things, what have you got coming up over the next couple of months? Gigs wise, new
Sure.
music. No doubt you're busy.
Bringing the Juice Brigade back. So I'm currently been in the studio loads, like writing, and on my sofa writing, annoying the hell out of my neighbor downstairs. And
I've seen that.
oh God, she's allergic to me. I'm like, oh, I actually think she's moving. I wonder if it's because of me.
No
But
way.
hi. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. But I've been writing a lot. There's like a lot of new music going to come your way, which I'm very excited about. Freak and Weird Club have given me like a taste of what's to come. I'm in a very happy, exciting place where I'm really enjoying life to the max. So I want to share that with you guys. And there is something else coming up that I can't say just yet, but we're going to love it. And the Weird Club is going to be reunited, let's
I
say.
love it. Okay, would you like to do a quick fire round for us so that we can learn a little bit more about you?
Yes, I'm so crap at these,
Okay,
but
shoot. I think this question is going to be funny. Do you like to sing in the shower or scream in the car? Or will we add another one that maybe sing in your room and annoy your neighbors?
sing my phone and my neighbors to death. I also are even more because it's so echoey in there. I'm like, Karen!
I love it. What's the weirdest food that you love? Any strange combinations that you really like?
I love liver.
No way.
Yeah. And anytime I tell people, they're like, are you actually all right? I'm like, yeah, I am.
It's really good
I
for you.
It's so good for you.
Yeah.
I love it. I love dipping my chips into my strawberry milkshake, but I think a lot of people do that. It's not that
Love
weird.
that. Yeah, definitely. Cork football or hurling? Can you choose one?
I'll go with football. I'll get killed for that, but I'm gonna go with football.
Okay. Now here's a tough one. Leo Varadkar or Micheál Martin?
Leo?
Yeah, you have to choose Leo, don't you? What's your dream venue if you have one?
I would love to play Red Rocks. I've always seen it online. It just looks like such a beautiful venue, and the fact that it's like its own kind of like natural amphitheater.
Yeah.
They very often like there's the thousands of venues, but something like that would be quite special. I do have to say though, playing in Ballykeith, I feel like I got a little taste of it because they have also their own like natural amphitheater. So we're very lucky to have Ballykeith in Ireland. So I'll take one step above and I'll do Red Rocks.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. And last but not least, who would be your dream person to do a duet with or a collaboration with?
I mean, could I do one with Beyonce?
I
Could
mean,
I?
sure, why not?
Girl, or your wardrobe. I promise I won't bump you off the number one next time round, but.
Exactly. We'll manifest it. Lyra, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. The door is always open if you want to pop on and have another chat. And the next time I catch up with you, I can't wait to see everything that you get through over the next little bit. But thank you so much for joining us, and it's always great to have you.
You so much. That was great to be on. Thanks. Lots of love.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.